Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we thought we'd talk about something that I don't think we've ever talked about, and it's how to build your own invisible shield from other people's bad behavior or just from their...
Emotions.
Right, from their emotions.
Personal life.
Yeah. Just how do you shield yourself? Because, you know, we can take it on. We can, you know... go home at night or, I don't know, get off the Zoom call. And we just feel sort of like disgusting because we just, you know, took in this whole person's problems or their bad behavior. And so something that I learned pretty early in life, well, I don't know, somewhere in my 20s. And I don't know, you probably learned in school. And I don't know, Logan, you probably learned it somewhere in massage school, how to actually not absorb other people's behavior how to sort of build this invisible shield. And the first time I ever heard about this, I was studying to become a healer, a hands-on healer. I learned very quickly that was not my profession. I didn't pursue it any further, but that was the thing I took away from it, was that you want to actually create a shield around
energetic.
You. Yeah, an energetic shield, right? That anything somebody says at you, it stops. It stops at that shield, and it doesn't go any further. That doesn't mean you're not empathetic. You hear it. You understand it. You can, you know, really be there for the person. You just don't take it on. You don't allow it to absorb.
Right.
Yeah. I like that. So I was thinking, even just thinking about what are the things you need to shield yourself from, because I think people are different kinds of absorbers. You know, there are people who are the emotional absorbers. This is something actually I learned about myself, that if I sat in a room with a depressed person, I would start to feel depressed if I didn't know how to take care of myself. And then I think there are the mental absorbers, like if someone's a constant complainer or a bad mouther or gossip or whatever, that kind of person gets in your head and you start to feel toxic with them. And then I think there are the fixers, like the people who, when they see negative behavior or they, you know, that it's just, that's so unjust, like they want to fix it and right the wrong. And so knowing what your signs are that you need a shield, I think is the first part of it, because then... if, for example, if you are an emotional absorber, yes, the shield should be right around the torso area. It should be something where you notice when you're picking up on someone else's emotions and you sort of visually in your mind give them back to them. And you probably also have to do things to maintain your shield. You know, keep letting go of whatever you may accidentally get, what may get through your shield. For the mental thing, I think the challenge is, again, the shield needs to be more around your head.
Right.
If someone's constantly negative and it's getting to you, that you have to find ways to block it out. Certainly not engaging so much with the negativity. I think that part of what happens that makes us unshielded is we try to correct the other person's state. And so your shield really is more about going, that's something. I got to go now. And distance is always a good shield, right? Taking some distance from that person. And then finally, if you're the fixer, your shield is something like, I know you can figure that out. That's something. I know you're going to solve that one. That's something. But the shield is not taking on the job of fixing.
Right.
You know, we always talk about what to do once you've already ingested somebody's bad behavior. And that's how, you know, all the self-care. This is prior.
This
is, you know, entering maybe a meeting or, you know, a Zoom call with the shield already up.
Yes.
And it's invisible. Nobody can see it. And you actually want to envision it. You know, this clear shield that, like plexiglass, so that it bounces you know, when it hits the wall, it bounces back at them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And and so it just takes a little practice imagining it, but that's actually right how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to see everything and hear everything much more objectively.
Yeah.
Not emotionally.
Actually, mm-hmm. I just thought of something fascinating because of the shields, the PPE shields. You know?
Right. Right. This goes further down.
It's like
right.
having a body shield.
Exactly.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you were talking about earlier, I did learn about in massage school transference, and I'm sure I know they talk about it in therapy too,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and also counter transference, not, mm-hmm. you know, bringing it back to other people. And yeah, when we were learning energy work, they told us exactly that. To like envision, you can do colors as well. If you want to have like this white light or beam around you, you can do that too. But there's mm-hmm, something mm-hmm. about the visualization that helps.
Yeah, it helps. It really does. And it's easy to forget mm-hmm. to put the shield right. up. Sometimes I have to do it like, oh, I need a shield here. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't always right. know what's coming. But the more you do it, the more obvious it is to you and you're able to do it.
Well, I was going to say, and I bet you know who you need to shield
from.
Oh,
yeah. Those
so it's triggers. Always, yeah, you know, I think that's where it's always important to know what you know. Like when you're talking about Kathy going into a meeting, there are meetings and then there are meetings, mm-hmm. right? So if you know you're going into a meeting with someone who either is it like throws up on people emotionally or is a negatron verbally and mentally or behavior is horrible. Mm. You prepare yourself, right? You put that shield, like you tell yourself, I know this is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, pretending that it's not coming and then being shocked and then being unshielded is just not worth your time.
Right. Right.
So you get ready. Know what you know is coming, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and don't be, you know, don't think about the other person or be concerned about, mm-hmm. you know, oh, they're going to know, you know, they're going to see me as not caring. Mm-hmm. They're not going to know anything. They're not going to see that you have an invisible shield.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure why it works, but yeah. it does.
Well, the other thing I would say is it works also with practice. Like I'm sure, Logan, you practice it, Kathy, you practice it mm-hmm. in your healing. I certainly practice it, have learned to practice it in my work. But you have to practice it because, as I say, you don't want to have to pull on the shield in the emergency room.
That's right.
That's so right. You want to practice it in small ways with simple situations so that you can be ready for the more challenging people and things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think if somebody's energy is just too strong for you, that's the perfect time. Like maybe they're angry mm-hmm. or they're, you know, they're being just mean. That's the perfect time to put the shield up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But also if they're just whiny and needy and mm-hmm. manipulative, you want it up then also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, something to practice. There's probably articles about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that it's a regular thing that's taught.
Mm-hmm.
Is it taught to become a therapist? Is it?
Well, it's a version of it, not a literal shield, mm-hmm. but the act of letting go and letting someone have their feelings rather than trying to fix it. I mean, often the absorbing is happening because you're taking it in and then thinking, what do I do with this?
Right.
So in therapy, it's the idea of allowing the other to be there and not taking on, which is not as clear a picture of a shield, but I think it's basically the same idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it. So join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime. We hope this has been helpful to you. In the meantime, we wish you a very strong shield in any situation that you find challenging.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.